Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Volkswagen Group Africa is unhappy that its locally produced vehicles are uncompetitive compared to the imported models of other brands that have no manufacturing investment in the country. And that's because of the additional costs of operating in South Africa. VW Group Africa Chair and MD Martina Bina, quoted by MoneyWeb, says extra costs are imposed on local manufacturers and long-standing legacy importers that require a political discussion. Bina says VW is not exempted from load shedding in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro, and there are also additional costs because of transport logistics and the port operations. We now have two generators that cost 130 million rand, said Bina, speaking to a National Automobile Dealers Association event, but every day I run those generators, it costs 1.6 million rand. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has ordered the suspension of Air Traffic Navigation Services CEO Nozipho Mdawe. This follows a series of problems which have affected the efficient flight operations at South Africa's airports, especially in adverse weather conditions and after dark. Creasy had earlier appointed a committee of aviation experts to probe ATNS and its problems. These include flight delays as a result of failing to maintain flight instrument procedures. A statement from Creasy, quoted by Business Day, said that the findings of the committee revealed several grave and material issues with ATNS. There will now be an investigation by an independent law firm. South Africa and the European Union have pledged to draw closer together as the US targets both. The first South Africa-EU summit since 2018 has just been held in Cape Town. The EU's top diplomat, Kaya Kallas, lent support to our presidency of the G20. And EU President Ursula von der Leyen announced that the EU plans to mobilize some 4.7 billion euros, around 94 billion rand, for investment in this country that will include money for green energy as well as for the manufacture of vaccines. On the markets, the JSE All Share was up last evening 0.3%, the top 40 up 0.4%, London's FTSE ending flat. New York, though, sharply down, the Dow off 1.3%, the S&P 500 down 1.4%, the Nasdaq down a full 2%. Tokyo this morning up 0.4%, Hong Kong up 2.3%, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar has firmed to 108 against the euro, the rand at 18.30 to the dollar, 19.85 to the euro, 23.69 against sterling. Gold at 2,988, just beneath a record high, platinum 998, Bitcoin just under 81,800, and Brent crude oil just over $70 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.